Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump now says he will deliver a major speech on illegal immigration Wednesday in Arizona. This amid speculation that Trump might be softening his hardline promise to deport 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally.
What the campaign is avoiding saying is whether or not Trump still believes there should be a force to round up and then deport all of those who are here in the country illegally. Also, whether all of them must actually leave the country, saying that he wants it done in a humane way.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. For the first time since 2005, Virginia Republicans will choose their candidates for statewide offices next year through a primary instead of a convention.
I think there were a lot of establishment Republicans who thought they were doing me a tremendous disservice.
But Prince William County Board Chairman Corey Stewart, also running for governor, says he's fine with a primary.
We know from our own internal polling that I've got a tremendous amount of name recognition around the state because of my position as Trump's chairman, and that's going to help tremendously in a primary.
The vote was tight, 41-40, maybe emblematic of the internal battle over the Republican Party in Virginia, but Chairman John Whitbeck says this year's changed everything.
That old establishment versus grassroots battle, I think it's over. Nobody can define what establishment is. We got to throw that word out.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's Safe Track Surge number 8 is underway, and that will be affecting travelers on the blue and yellow lines in Northern Virginia. Trains will be continuously single tracking between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn. Metro estimates that surge will impact the commutes of about 18,000 weekday passengers. Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is meeting with the FBI director this week to learn more about the Metro Transit police officer who was recently charged with attempting to support ISIS.
That officer, Nicholas Young, was arrested August 3rd after being watched by the FBI for 4 years. Last Thursday, Metro Transit Police Chief Ron Pavlik told the agency's board,
Mr. Young started displaying behavior that was just abnormal, or you might find concerning.
So Pavlik called in the FBI. Comstock says,
I do commend them for alerting the FBI.
The agency started monitoring Young. When she meets with the FBI director this week, Comstock says she'll ask about
the length of these things and how he is being monitored.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The new superintendent of schools in Montgomery County, Jack Smith, is riding a bus this morning alongside some middle school students on this, the first day of school. Smith tells MyMC Media he's excited about the start of school.
The core of our work is student learning, to make sure that students learn to read, write, compute. In addition to that, we need to make sure that as they move through the progression of school, that they're ready for the next level of education.
And Smith says that while students doing excellent work must continue to be supported, it's also just as important that underachieving kids be given the same opportunity and encouragement. Now, this is also the first day of school in Newtown, Connecticut. But for some of the kids there, it's no ordinary first day of school.
They're attending class at a brand new state-of-the-art elementary school. Superintendent Joseph Arardi said while the new Sandy Hook Elementary is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility, security was incorporated into every aspect of the design.
This will be a gated school. When a visitor comes through during the course of the school day, the first stop will be a surveillance gate.
Most of the children attending class today were not at the old school building when the shooting took place. Only 35 fourth graders were there in 2012 when Adam Lanza took the lives of 20 children and 6 adults. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
A false alarm caused panic at Los Angeles International Airport, where reports of a gunman opening fire triggered frantic evacuations. A search through the terminals, though, brought no evidence of a gunman or any shots fired. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 18,395, the Nasdaq at 5219. Sports, the Nationals lose to Colorado. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics fall to the San Antonio Stars. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL. WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some better news in the McLean area. Looks like you can get by the scene of the crash near the CIA. Accident occurred on 123 Dolley-Madison Boulevard after the Georgetown Pike, but before you get to the George Washington Parkway. So it looks much better. 123 Dolley-Madison Boulevard. You can go ahead and take that. It's not going to cost you too much extra time. You still want to avoid the express lanes on the Virginia Beltway, Outer Loop in the Annandale area, Gallows Road, still express lanes closed from the overnight crash. Main lines is what you want to use. Not seeing much of any backups through that area, but keep that in mind. If you're in Virginia on 123 Gordon Boulevard, heading northbound right as you come up to I-95, scene of the crash, slowing 123 through that stretch on I-95. A little bit of volume as expected through Stafford and again Dale City toward Woodbridge. Big delays, DC 295 with this crash from last hour. Boy, DC 295 south between east south of Benning Road, but before you get to East Capitol Street, they're trying to clear that left lane, but big delays. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Off to a warm start here on this Monday. We'll see a lot of sunshine around with some afternoon clouds, and we'll wrap it up at about 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Alexandria, 66 and only 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the American Red Cross. The Obama administration is close to its target on accepting Syrian refugees into the U.S. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07. You're listening to WMAL. Let's get your Monday started right. 7:05. Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, will be our guest. 8:05. Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst on preseason game number 3 this weekend. And then at 8:35, Jeffrey Lord, conservative commentator and author and a Trump surrogate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, sometimes you come across a topic or an item of discussion for our program, and you just say, well, you know, really, everybody's going to have an opinion about this, and I think this is one of those. So here's the topic. Colin Kaepernick, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, refuses to stand for the national anthem at a preseason game and says he will continue to do so. And when asked why, this is the answer that he gave.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now.
And he went on to talk about how the fact that, you know, there can be a police-involved shooting in a community, and on one hand you have a dead person, on the other hand you get a police officer that gets time off with pay while the investigation continues. He thinks that's unjust. He continued to say that he will continue not to stand during the national anthem in coming games.
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand.
So, Colin Kaepernick, if he were your quarterback, what would you do? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know what bothers me about this is, does he have the right to do so? Well, yes, he does. I suppose it's a First Amendment right to sit down and, as a form of protest, not stand during the national anthem, although I point out, it is U.S. code that says you should stand at attention during the playing of the national anthem. I suppose there's a First Amendment aspect to this that allows him to not do so. But what bothers me about this is it is all about Colin Kaepernick. He may say that he's standing up for other people, but what he's really doing is, and if I were a member on his team, I would not be happy about this. He's diverting attention from what the team is supposed to be doing, which is going out and winning football games. He's doing a disservice to his teammates by being the focus of such a controversy. And really, you know, quite frankly, do I really need a $30 million a year athlete, giving me, you know, his opinion about this, when really what I want him to do as a fan of football is just go out there and play some football. And if you want to do this off the field, that is certainly your right. But why detract from the game? Why detract and create a controversy right there on the football field when you have the opportunity and you do have the celebrity to do something about this in a positive way off the field? If I were the owners of the 49ers, I'd be having this conversation with Colin Kaepernick. Ultimately, however, he has the right to do whatever he wants to do, and he will continue to do so, it appears. But I think it's a real disservice to the team. It's a disservice to football. It's a disservice, quite frankly, because it's not going to accomplish very much except bring a lot of attention to Colin Kaepernick. But what do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I were a 49ers fan, it would be very difficult for me to continue to be a 49ers fan right now. I mean, to think that great quarterbacks like Steve Young and Joe Montana, not just great quarterbacks, but great human beings, great people like that, wore this same uniform in that same very, very celebrated position as quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers is really despicable. I mean, no wonder he didn't get along with Jim Harbaugh very well. This guy, it'd be very hard for me to be a fan of the 49ers after all this. I can't imagine my quarterback doing this and me being able to root for the team, because I want this to be a message to my kids, and this is not the right message. And by the way, what really annoys me about all of this is that he's being a bit of a wuss in not actually really telling us. He was asked, right? I'm going to play this again. He was asked, why did you do that? And this is the answer?
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change.
Uh-huh. Bring awareness, unjust in this country. I need to make people aware of it. You know what? Why don't you talk the way you tweet, Colin Kaepernick? You know, when the microphone is stuck in his face, he doesn't say, we're living under white supremacy in America. White supremacy is standard American practice. He didn't say that, did he? Oh, I'm just trying to bring awareness to people who are being treated unjust. Well, if you go to his Twitter feed right now, he retweeted somebody that said, folks always want to make it seem like white supremacy is whiteness gone wild. No, it's standard American practice. That's the third tweet that I'm looking at on Colin Kaepernick's Twitter feed right now. So he doesn't even have the guts, when a microphone is stuck in his face, to say what he really believes, what he really thinks of you, and what he really thinks of his country. Listen, there are a lot of things in this country that I'm unhappy about. There are a lot of things in this country that I want to change. That doesn't mean that I don't honor our flag and I don't honor the country that actually defends Colin Kaepernick's right to be a complete and total bonehead. I love our country for allowing him to be a bonehead. I continue to honor it, even though, yes, I want to make some major changes in it.
And one more little soundbite from Colin Kaepernick to get you started this morning.
There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standards.
Yeah. Okay, to the phone lines we go. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What do you think about it? Joe in Germantown, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hello, guys. a couple things this morning. First off, if we get too critical about what he did, we are going against what this country stands for. He has the freedom to express himself. And just because he doesn't stand up when the national anthem is playing does not respect our armed forces. Second.
Well, hold on. Joe, I'll let you get to number two, but don't put words in our mouth. Number one, we didn't say he didn't respect our armed forces. Number two, no one's saying that he should be thrown in jail for what he did.
No.
You're right. Our country allows him the freedom to do it, and I think both Brian and I said, of course he's free to do it. But that doesn't mean he has the right to earn millions of dollars representing a team, representing a city, and representing a league that may not agree with him. He doesn't have the right to his job, does he?
I don't think his political viewpoints, which are debatable and may in fact be correct, should be, in this case, canceled because he doesn't stand for the national anthem. They were criticizing Gabby Douglas, another black person, because she didn't have her hand over her heart during the national anthem. I don't see this happening to white people, if you'll forgive me.
Joe, first of all, no. Actually, Joe, and I do love it when you call in because you tell us all that you're a liberal that you don't always agree with, but I won't forgive you on that because you're talking to the wrong people. Both Brian and I said that Gabby Douglas does not deserve to be criticized for not putting her hand over her heart. She specifically said she wasn't making a political statement when she didn't put the hand over the heart. And by the way, Joe, if I may, when you just said no one's criticizing a white person, both Brian and I
absolutely did
at that same moment criticized the Baltimore Orioles fans who do a big oh during the national anthem that made Michael Phelps, a white man, laugh while he was receiving his gold medal and hearing the national anthem, because we think that that is disrespectful because it brings attention to them and their team instead of to our country. So actually, Joe, I'm sorry. Everything you just said about how we have treated this topic is completely false, and I just wanted to correct the record.
All right. It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go, heading through town. We had a crash, and I know you know it. You're sitting in the backup through Chevrolet, but it's clear. So the better news, BC 295 south of Benning Road before East Capitol Street. All lanes reopened, but boy, the 50 delays. We're back before 202. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that was slow as well, but looks like we have a minor incident heading southbound after 202. And this is inside the Beltway for everyone. On Rhode Island Avenue, heading inbound before North Capitol Street, crash reported. Suddenly, 66, scratching my head, there's a problem. Take a look at the cameras here inside the Beltway. Falls Church, jammed eastbound 66 before you get to the Connector Road. Heading up toward the exit to get into Falls Church. Do watch fire and rescue responding there. On the outer loop of the Beltway, Gallows Road Express Lane still shut down from the overnight crash. You need to use the main lines if you're leaving, say, Tyson's, heading toward Springfield, not causing much of a delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got sunny days today, a few afternoon clouds, but it's going to be beautiful. High of 93, maybe the hottest day of the year. Hottest day of the week this week will be today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 72, and tomorrow sunny with a high of 89. Right now, 74 degrees, 6:18 on WMAL.
There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standard.
Colin Kaepernick at his locker after the game when they asked him, why didn't you stand for the national anthem? That's what he said. If he was your quarterback, what would you do, Brian and Waldorf? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd kick him off the team. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, and I'll try to articulate it the best way I can, but in my opinion, you have an uneducated, uninformed person that is making, just like 50% of most of the liberals. They're uneducated, uninformed, and they're doing bad things. And that's just the way I feel.
All right. Thank you for that, Brian. I greatly appreciate it.
I think I just want you to know Kaepernick was a 4.0 student in high school. He was an all-star athlete in two sports, baseball and football, and could have been drafted as a baseball pitcher, but he chose football. Instead, he went to the University of Nevada and was a great student. By the way, all of those things happened to him, in my opinion, because he was adopted.
He was an adopted child. As we've seen, often adopted children do very well because their parents went out of their way to get them and wanted to raise them in the right way. He was abandoned by his birth parents, who had major problems, and he was adopted by a white couple. Not that that matters, but it's important for everyone to have all the information.
And he's talking about, you know, that people are being killed on the streets of major cities in this country. Well, who's in charge of some of these major cities in the country where this is happening? Where is his criticism of that? And the fact that, for example, places like Baltimore, like Chicago, major cities where they're having problems and people are dying on the streets. You know, it is interesting who's in charge of those cities and who have been in charge of those cities in time immemorial. Where's the criticism? But, you know, what would you do if he was your quarterback? He decides not to stand for the national anthem. Michael in Ohio, listening online at WMAL.com. You're up next with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me on this morning. Great job. The first thing is this is the kind of guy that's like a fire hydrant that's just spewing water out into the street. This is a liability. And hearing this guy, my first question is, how much of your paycheck are you donating to the Black Lives Matter movement or to resist this? What are you doing besides just sitting down at the beginning of a football game in protest?
Yeah, I know, Michael. And listen, who knows? For all we know, he is giving money, just like George Soros is, to the Black Lives Matter movement. By the way, the money that we're talking about, this is your money, by the way. Whenever you tune into an NFL game, you're funding Colin Kaepernick's contract because all the teams share in the television revenue. He made $114 million over 6 years. That's his contract. We'll see if he actually plays out all 6 years of his contract. And he got a $12 million signing bonus, and $61 million of his salary is guaranteed. It's an average annual salary of $19 million. By the way, he's right now competing for that starting job because he's been playing so poorly. He might not end up being the starting quarterback, but he'll still make that salary.
Yeah, and he talks about racial injustice. Where's the injustice for him? I mean, he's making millions of dollars as a quarterback. How has the system been aligned against him? How can we talk about racial injustice in a country where the president of the United States is a black man? Does he not see this? If there is a racial injustice in America today, at whose feet does that problem land?
Well, listen, if I were a black person and I thought that our country is racist, which he clearly does, and I was seeing people killed in the streets and I thought that cops were able to kill black people with impunity, if someone came to me and said, "What's your beef? We got a black president. Aren't you happy now?" Listen, if that were the argument made back to me, if I truly believed what Colin Kaepernick believed, that argument wouldn't sit very well with me. So, I mean, listen, he's making his point. The question, you know, you asked the question, what would you do if he were your quarterback? If I were a Redskins fan and I knew that he was putting on my jersey every day, the jersey that I align myself
with,
it would be hard for me to go to games. And by the way, 49ers fans are already starting to burn his jersey and put the videos on YouTube. This is a big problem for the NFL.
If he's not playing well, and they're burning his jersey, and he gets booed, and people stay away from the stadium, I think that will have an impact, and very quickly they'll make the right decision. 622 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property. Renting your home is really a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia because there's such a high demand for rentals. Our region is very transient. That means that there's a lot of demand and you're sitting on the supply. And well, we know what means what happens then with renting your home becomes a cash register that rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. So to make Rent Estate really work, you need to get an expert on your side who knows how to deal with all of the hassles of being a landlord. That's where Renter's Warehouse steps in. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar. On average, just 17 days it'll take them to find you the right tenant. And then they're going to handle all the pesky paperwork, rent collection, even the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. They're going to do all that for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with Sedation Dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 out of Frederick, down through Urbana and Hyattstown. The volume on the Beltway top side. Now it's been about the crash and the larger delays getting in through town. DC 295 southbound Kenilworth Avenue crash finally cleared after Benning Road. Now it's about clearing out the delays heading through Chevrolet. But we have two problems. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in the backups, the crash south of 202, and on 50 before you get to the exit for New York Kenilworth Avenue, now an accident. We need to take it easy through there. Take you to Virginia inside the Beltway on 66 for the accident eastbound 66. Delays before the connector road heading into Falls Church with the crash. It was along the right side, according to police. Outside the Beltway, it's just been about the volume. Beltway outer loop at Gallows Road, still with the express lanes closed from the crash. Stick with the main lines. Not much of a backup, but keep alert. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather here, warm weather continuing over the next couple of days. We might back down just a little bit, but still staying above normal as we look ahead toward tomorrow. A few clouds and sunshine today, 93. Tonight, partial clouds, 72. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 626.
All right, so Colin Kaepernick, quarterback for the 49ers, won't stand during the national anthem. He says there's racial injustice in this country, and he's not going to stand until things get better. What would you do if he was your quarterback? Greg and Stummer Duck, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I don't think anything should be held against him, like his job. You just know what kind of person he is. As for his comment about people being paid or the police officers being paid, while the investigation is ongoing, he's guilty before he's, you know, the police officer is guilty just by a hanging mob or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's up to the sponsors and whoever. If they don't like him, they don't like him.
Well, you know what? He may not make the team. May not actually be on this team because he's not a very good player right now, according to Jay Glazer over on Fox. He said, I'd be shocked if he's on with the 49ers by the time the season ends. Has nothing to do with political views. He's lost a ton of weight this offseason. Had three surgeries. Couldn't work out. Lost the double threat, the side speeds ratio. No political views. He just hasn't been effective. He's regressing as a player.
Well, maybe it's because he's not focusing on the game and he's focusing on politics. But you had mentioned, you know, if he's a bad player, if he's not getting it done on the field, you know, when he says, the question really is, what if he were great? What if he were winning games for your team? Mm-hmm. What if he was the best quarterback in the league? I mean, what if he was Kirk Cousins doing this?
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Yeah, I would be very offended and disappointed. And by the way, like you said, would I have a hard time supporting a team if my quarterback were acting in this way?
It's 628 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When we hit those 100 degree, let me say that again. When, not if, but when we hit those scorching 100 degree days this summer, you'll see the real value of the air conditioner tune-up you scheduled with my stand-up guys way back when. I can assure you that when that first triple-digit day of the year arrives, air conditioners are going to be dropping like flies. We see it every year. And the owners of those air conditioners are suffering and scrambling. But not you, because you booked an air conditioner tune-up from Snell before it got hot. Hi, I'm Dave Snell. For years, I've been telling you about all the good reasons to get your air conditioner regular tune-ups. And for years, Snell Heating and Air, home of the stand-up guys, we're famous for being the company that helps you prolong the life of your air conditioner and get you lower energy bills.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, Anthony Weiner added again. I mean again. Like not this last time he was caught doing it, and not the time before that derailed his mayoral campaign, and not the time before that that derailed his congressional career. Again. We'll tell you about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump will be delivering what he says will be a major speech on illegal immigration Wednesday in Arizona. Now, there's been speculation Trump might be softening his hardline stance, although he says that's not the case. His speech was initially set for last week in Colorado, but was pushed back as Trump and his team wrestled over the details of what he will propose. It's the first day of school in Montgomery County and the first day of the new school year for new superintendent Jack Smith, who posted a short video on Twitter just a few minutes ago.
Montgomery County Public School students, I'm here at the Clarksburg Bus Depot watching the buses pull out as they're coming to pick you up. I'm excited about the first day of school. Get in there and learn everything you can this year because that will give you options and choices in your life. So make sure you make every day count as a student and a learner.
Smith plans to ride a bus with some middle school students this morning. Two brothers are charged and being held without bond in Chicago in the shooting death of a woman who is the cousin of an NBA star.
How often do we have to stand at a podium like this?
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie T. Johnson expressing the heartbreak felt yet again in a city long ravaged by gun violence. This time the victim was Nakia Aldridge, cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade. She was pushing her infant child in a stroller on Friday when she was caught in the crossfire of a shooting on Chicago's South Side. Authorities say Aldridge wasn't the intended target. In the midst of her grief, Aldridge's mother finding it in her heart to speak with compassion about the suspects.
I forgive them. I forgive them. I can't bring her back, but I forgive them.
I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,395. The Nasdaq at 52,19. Sports, the Nats lose to the Rockies. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics lose at home to San Antonio. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean.
You need Adeed.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadeed.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, the big delays right now inside the Beltway. We're just jammed at a crawl to get you past the connector road toward the crash at Westmoreland Street. Left lane still remains blocked. Watch for those delays even coming off of the connector road. Better news, though, Virginia, the accident on 123 Gordon Boulevard as you head northbound approaching I-95 out of the travel lanes. I know you have some unusual backups there, but starting to see some improvement, so I'd stick with 123 near I-95. 395, just seeing a little bit of the volume through Landmark. Big delays, DC 295 from an earlier crash after Benning Road, now gone. It's giving us backups on both 50 and the BW Parkway, and for both of those arteries, we have accidents in those backups. On the top side, from College Park to Silver Spring, slow, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather here, warm weather continuing over the next couple of days. We might back down just a little bit, but still staying above normal as we look ahead toward tomorrow. A few clouds with sunshine today, 93. Tonight, partial cloud, 72. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Chantilly, 68 in Silver Spring, 72 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we're going to be talking to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 8:05, Trevor Maddich, how the Redskins look after they defeated the Bills. Apparently a little rusty in the start, but they came around. At 8:35, Jeffrey Lord, who speaks on behalf of the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, rather. He'll be joining us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
I gotta say, this is just becoming unreal. Anthony Weiner, again. I mean, again, with the texting and the sending of pictures. Pictures? My God, he sent another picture.
I know.
Brian Wilson.
I know.
And at this point, and by the way, and I mean, listen, we're going to tell you all the details about it. Hold on a second, but I do want to get you involved in this. Anthony Weiner is married to Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin is possibly, quite possibly, I think it's obvious, the closest confidant to Hillary Clinton, a woman who is one election away from being the president of the United States.
And if she were to become president of the United States, many people believe Huma Abedin would be one of the people she would turn to be chief of staff at the White House.
At the very least, one of her closest advisors.
Absolutely.
And he is married to her, and they share a bed. And they, you know how close and intimate a relationship can be between a husband and a wife. And this guy is, I mean, he is the poster child for scandal. He is the poster child for blackmail. He is the poster child for getting himself into trouble and into a place where he could expose a White House. If, forgive me for saying expose, considering what we're talking about here. What should be done about this? And do you think Huma Abedin might act? Do you think the Clintons are going to step in here and say, Huma, it's time? It's time. And how will that affect the Clinton campaign if, in fact, she does? Or is she going to stand by her man, as he is clearly standing in his own fashion? 888-630-WMAL. Here are the details. Anthony Weiner once again exposing himself online in a text exchange with a young woman who, if you believe the picture she sent, is a young, attractive woman in a bikini. It's actually an upgrade for Anthony Weiner, considering some of the other women he was caught sexting with. This time, he sent a picture. This is just disgusting. This is from 2015, when it happened. He sent a picture of himself in his underwear with a similar situation going on as the first infamous picture. You can't see his face, but it's him, because we've gotten to know his torso pretty well over the years, haven't we? And there's a picture of his young child who had crawled up on bed, and he actually sent a text saying, someone just climbed into my bed. And then he sent this picture, and the woman responded, you do realize you can see your, well, she used the term Weiner, you know, using his last name there, because there is a capital D, W on it, so I guess she was talking about his name. And then he said, oh, I was scared for half a second. I thought I posted something. Oh, God. I've got to stop reading the exchanges because I feel like I need to take a shower. Afterwards.
Here's what we need to say. It devolves from there.
It devolves from there. It devolves as if it was at some high elevated plane to
it
begin
It started
with.
At a low point and it just went downhill.
Now, is it fair to hold this against... Sorry, but is it fair to hold this issue against Huma Abedin and the entire Clinton campaign? Let's not forget, Bill officiated their wedding, and they have not really made any specific or significant public statement about this since the first time it came around, you know, when Anthony Weiner accused Andrew Breitbart and the entire Breitbart organization of hacking into his account and sending this until there was actual proof that it was really him. You remember that part?
Yeah.
The lion jerk. Anyway, by the way, that's the same Breitbart organization that Hillary Clinton has now made public enemy number one. I wonder why. Mm. What do you think? Do you have any feelings on this? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, it's just, it's really sad. I mean, I just keep looking at this. Now, this happened in 2015, and apparently, you know, it's just now coming to light. But, I mean, you know, how many times does this have to happen? And how many times does he get a pass on this? And how many times does Huma Abedin stand by her man?
Oh, that's just Weiner being Weiner.
Yeah, well, I mean, that I mean, can you imagine the conversations sometimes that must take place, you know, end of a long day on the campaign trail, Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton maybe sitting back having a glass of wine, throwing back a drink. Well, you're not going to believe what my old man did today. Oh, yeah, I would, because I'm married to one just like him. You know, can you imagine the stories that they must tell in their down moments. How embarrassing this is for Huma and I didn't think I could think of Huma Abedin as a sympathetic figure, but I really am in some ways.
Well, no, I mean, listen, I raised this. This is a. I know that we joke about this, but isn't this a significant national security issue? Huma Abedin has the security clearances. Hillary Clinton just got her first national security briefing over the weekend. Mm. This guy is a liability. This guy. I mean, back in the day. This would be a very serious issue if the spouse of someone who has access to national security secrets, not that they care about that since they keep it on a private unsecured server,
right?
If a spouse was in a situation like this where he could so easily be blackmailed. Betty in Rockville, you're on WMAL. Hey, Betty.
Hey, Betty, good morning.
Well, good morning. I mean, I don't think there's going to be any repercussion. They don't, he can't, I mean, how can he be blackmailed? Everybody knows, and there's been no repercussions for Huma. There's been no repercussions for Hillary and who she was married for. I mean, after all, he was the prime speaker at the last National Democratic Convention. So, you know, there'll be no follow-up
from this. All right, Betty, what about Fred in Woodbridge? Fred, you're on WMAL.
Well, that's probably why she's best friends with Hillary, because, you know, she's got a husband that does the same thing.
They got something in common.
Yeah,
this is how they bond. This is how they bond.
You bet. Absolutely.
All right, Fred, thanks. Sylvie and Waldorf, you're on WMAL. Sylvie?
Yeah, of course he's a disgusting human being, but we're going to be told that this is between husband and wife. He'll go to rehab or sex rehab like Ozzy Osbourne. We're going to be told there's nothing to see here. It's none of our business. Meantime, the same media talks about Bannon and Trump and or how Trump treated Ivana in their marriage. But we're going to be told it's none of our business. Personally, I think that this is very important because if Uma becomes chief of staff and if Uma has a bad weekend with Anthony or something, decision-making is involved here.
Yeah, this is a question of character
and judgment
that needs to matter. 6:44 on WMAO.
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can.
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this
now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
It's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. You know, it's getting close to the end of summer, but they're still pushing this fantastic sale, so you got to take advantage of it. If you order your Genucel right now, you're going to get a free month supply with your order. Now, you've heard me talk about Genucel. It's amazing. It's got incredible this stuff. It comes from a rare Swiss apple, they tell me. It's stem cells that actually regenerate your skin under your eyes there, and it drains all of the puffiness from around your eyes that makes you look old, it makes you look tired, and you don't deserve that. You don't look you shouldn't look older than you really are, should you? You shouldn't deal with all the puffiness around your eyes like that if you've got an all-natural solution like Genucel. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours. That's guaranteed or your money back. So there's really no risk in trying this stuff. But not only are you going to get that free month supply, you're also going to get this brand-new fourth-generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder. That hasn't even been launched yet, but if you order today, you get that for free. Why don't you call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. They're also going to throw in shipping for free, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you through town. Constitution Avenue, 14th Street. That's right where we had the accident in the intersection. I was a little bit worried about the delays it might cause coming out of Virginia, but they've cleared it. So all lanes have been reopened. Constitution at 14th, and we're doing okay on lower 14th Street right now, getting you in through town. 395, slowest stretch right now through Landmark. 66, you're jammed through Falls Church with the crash inside the Beltway. Eastbound 66 as you come up to Westmoreland Street. That was along the left side. 95, just been about the volume in Virginia and Maryland. DC 295, getting there. Now the obstacle, Baltimore-Washington Parkway commute southbound. This will be inside the Beltway. South of 410 for the crash and 50 south of 202 as you head over Columbia Park Road. We had four cars involved in that one left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather here, warm weather continuing over the next couple of days. We might back down just a little bit, but still staying above normal as we look ahead toward tomorrow. A few clouds and sunshine today, 93. Tonight, partial clouds, 72. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:47 on WMAL.
Honestly, when you travel outside the United States, people are like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? But the fact that this guy's even on the ticket right now, based on the things he said, people literally look at us like, what is going on? Like, you know people. Who are these people? And I can't find them anywhere.
That's Ashton Kutcher, a native of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, speaking to an Iowa audience there about Donald Trump. He is all in for Hillary. He is with her.
But then I came back to Iowa, and you start to find a couple people. Because in California, you can't find them. Like, nobody's voting for Trump where I'm from. But here, there are people that are voting for Trump. And I don't care what you think about any policy anywhere. Someone who's driving racial divisiveness into the culture, that's pulling people apart,
that's actually slandering people of different cultures and religious beliefs and backgrounds is not a person that we can have being our person.
Well, that is an amazing message to send to the voters of Iowa. And really, that is sort of what the Clinton campaign is counting on. Iowa right now, by the way, tied in the latest polls. This is a state that has been somewhat reliable for Democrats recently. Mm-hmm. Iowa has come through as a blue state, but now it's looking purple right now. We'll see where it ends up at the end. But listen, that's an amazing admission. I don't care where you stand on policies.
Yeah.
We can't have him represent us because he's divisive. Of course, Hillary Clinton's pretty darn divisive herself.
Yeah, I think that you could say that of the other campaign equally as well.
Set aside the policies. That is a brilliant
policies
thing.
Policies don't matter. No.
Yeah. Meanwhile, also in entertainment news, there's no surprise that Barbara Streisand is supporting Hillary Clinton.
And you don't bring me flowers.
However, she may have made a statement here that could, in fact, help the Trump campaign more than she'll ever know.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
If Barbara Streisand... If Donald Trump wins the election in November, Barbara Streisand says now that she wants to leave the country and move to Australia.
Well, I think that a lot of people necessarily got motivated to go to the polls. it certainly gives me new passion to go and cast my ballot.
I worry. I don't take anything for granted. I want Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States, but it's still, you know, there's still a lot of sexism and a woman being president, you know, and making fun of her the way he insults her right and left and has no facts. But I don't know. I can't believe it. I'm either coming to your country if you'll let me in, or Canada.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome.
You're very welcome.
Of course, no challenge there to Barbara Streisand on her premise that if Hillary Clinton doesn't win, it's because of the sexism in this country.
I'd say get to it.
The fact that she's a woman is probably the best thing she's got going for her right now in that campaign. All right, that's your entertainment news for now, but there's more coming up at 6:50 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
By the way, did I pronounce her name Streisand? I'm so sorry. I apologize. It's Streisand. Barbara Streisand.
I got it wrong, didn't I?
Yes.
No, I think I said Streisand. I'm sorry.
You said with a Z. You had a double whammy.
Yeah, she hates that, so we will call her Streisand. It's time now for the CNBC Business Report. Here's Susan Lee. Hi, Susan.
Yeah, that's Lee with an L, by the way.
Lee. Uh-huh.
All right, guys. So on Friday, Janet Yellen hinted that interest rates might be going up pretty soon, and that's why stocks will fall on Wall Street today. And it's also why crude oil is down more than 1.5% already this morning. Mylan Pharmaceuticals still feeling the heat from the high cost of its EpiPen allergy treatments, and it will start selling its first generic EpiPen. A two-pen pack will cost $300. Half the price of the current branded EpiPen. And Dow Jones reporting that Mylan will also start a direct shipping program as it fights to counter criticism about the pen's cost. With more Zika outbreaks reported, Roche says that the FDA has approved emergency use for its Zika virus test. The molecular test will help doctors more quickly detect Zika. And the FAA's new rules for commercial drones go into effect today. Operators will have to take a test. Drones won't be able to fly too high or fly too far from their operators. And Forever 21 starts selling its new Justin Bieber clothing collection today. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com. 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we have more buses that'll be out there this morning, Larry. So everyone, watch for the kids going back to school. More cars on the road, as we've been talking about earlier this morning as well. Beltway in Annandale, overnight crash, still has the express lanes closed. This will be on the outer loop southbound side at Gallows Road, so stick with the main line. So the Beltway outer loop's doing fine, leaving Tyson's towards Franco, but keep that in mind. The inner loop, however, you can see all this, some of the activity. So it puts a little extra pressure on that trip, leaving I-95 and heading around toward Gallows Road. 66 inside the Beltway, still struggling to get by the crash. Eastbound after the connector road as you come up to Westmoreland Street. Heading in through town and on 50, the John Hanson Highway inside the Beltway. Crash is going to be after 202. Right as you come across the Columbia Park Road, had four cars involved. Everything to the far left, kind of squeezing that left lane, so do watch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sky's clear, just a few clouds and spots as we head on through this morning. Sunny with a few clouds this afternoon, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees right now at 6:57.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Bad news for those of us who worry about paying the bills. The final year of Obama's presidency weighed in at a hefty $600 billion short. That means we had to borrow money that equaled the total defense budget for this year. Every penny of it. Wonder how those countries lending us money like China think about that. During his tenure as president, Mr. Obama has nearly doubled America's debt to almost $20 trillion. Hard to get your head around $1 trillion, let alone $20 trillion. U.S. taxpaying Americans paid roughly $225 billion in interest payments in debt last year. That's money that doesn't go to one government program, one soldier, one battleship. Only interest on our loans. The interest payment was more than we spent on pollution control, food and nutrition assistance, higher education and unemployment benefits combined. Ben Franklin had it right. Better to go to bed without dinner than rise in debt. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Coming up on WMAL. DC's 911 system went out again. What is up with that? Also, legal analyst Joe DiGenova will join us in a few moments.
Trump is planning a big immigration speech on Wednesday. We'll tell you what we think might be in there. And the Video Music Awards on MTV last night. We'll ask you the question that everyone in America is asking. What is Kanye West?